You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood. If you date online, you probably use one of the sites or apps controlled by the Match Group. The brand owns Match.com, Tinder, OkCupid, Plenty of Fish, and it's going public. The Barry Diller-controlled company hopes to raise nearly $500 million in the IPO, but as it starts its speed dating with investors, if you will, there's an interesting red flag in the company's filing papers. Online dating has a tech problem, and it's email. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
Just look at the demographics. This can be a lucrative business. Aaron Smith at the Pew Research Center says participation in online dating sites doubled from 2009 to 2013. And
about one out of five people in their mid-20s to mid-40s say that they use online dating.
A lot of them have also been willing to pay to be on these sites. But Match Group acknowledges it has a potential problem because its sites depend heavily on email to tell users about potential dates and mates and also to market money-making features and upgrades. Jack Myers is author of Hooked Up, about young consumers.
The younger generation has moved off of email in the same way they've moved off of phone calls. They text. They use Instagram, Snapchat. Their social media use has shifted completely, and it's unlikely it'll ever go back.
So, what's a dating site to do? Bill Carter at youth marketing firm Fuse says they'll have to reach out to customers where they are online. And for social life, it's most likely to be a messaging platform or app. For instance, he says, use geolocation and send a Snapchat or Facebook message.
Right now, you have three people that have looked at your profile within 5 miles of you. You know, click on one of their profiles and connect.
Carter says young people want marketing communication that's specific and useful to them, whatever the social media platform. And then they'll be happy to get it, maybe even pay for it. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.